T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 12:30 today. We'll take you out to Yankee Stadium for the pregame show, the first of two between the Mets and the Yankees. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live in a living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses, you know where, only at ShopRite. Quite a night last night in the NBA. First of all, a classic Game 5, as my partner pointed out yesterday. The Warriors showing the heart of a champion. And Toronto, to me, got very tight with a title on the line late in this game. But nevertheless, Golden State wins it by 106-105 to win Game 5. Game 6 coming up Thursday night in what's becoming a very, very interesting NBA Finals. But even maybe more interesting, the injury last night to Kevin Durant, and it looks like it may be a torn Achilles, and how that has really changed the landscape, in my mind, of NBA free agency.
Isn't it crazy that
it really is
the biggest story out of last night, which may have been one of the most surreal nights in NBA history, could be that, and not the fact that the Toronto Raptors were a Kyle Lowry shot away.
By the way, what is he doing taking that shot? Let me say that.
And it looks like Draymond Green got a piece of it.
Yep.
Or that
Reminds me of Olajuwon getting a piece of that shot by John Starks in 94.
Yes.
That didn't work out well.
Or the fact that the Raptors had a 6-point lead with the place rocking.
They did.
The brilliant head coach Nick Nurse decided to call a timeout to kill all of his team's momentum. The fact that the Raptors had an NBA championship in the palm of their freaking hands, and they lost it. And yet, I don't know if that's the lead story this morning. Yeah, and that's remarkable.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, bro. And I'm going to tell you, let's talk about the Durant thing, and we could get into the game. I'll tell you right now, if I'm the Knicks, you cannot touch this guy. I'm sorry. You could say whatever you want. Oh, it's Durant. The guy may have a torn Achilles. Who knows? He's going to be able to play next year. I don't know. If he's got that kind of an injury, what are we talking about?
So right out of the chute, Turtle J on Twitter
said,
you got to ask Joe, would he give Durant whatever he wants?
No, absolutely not.
And then play out the season and
absolutely
hope he comes back?
Absolutely not. And I would certainly, and that probably doesn't matter now because Durant wouldn't be coming here. I'm not giving Anthony Davis the store either. I mean, I was reading today what the Pelicans want for this guy. I mean, come on. We want the retired numbers too? Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Well, you knew that though.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it's even. But now it's even magnified more. If you're telling me Durant's not here,
you knew to get Anthony Davis, you were going to have to give up
everything.
Which I
didn't want to do anyway.
No, obviously you've been consistent on that. The problem is, and we said this before, Kevin Durant suffered this injury or even the previous injury, that this was a guy who going into the next season was going to be 31 years old.
No doubt about it.
With an injury history.
Yep.
Even before all of this, and I always said, hey, if you're the Knicks, you sign him anyway. If you're the Nets, you sign him anyway. You take the risk. But you always knew there was going to be a risk because he's on the wrong side of 30.
The
NBA is a young man's game.
Yeah. And he's breaking down. He's played a lot of basketball over the last number of years. I mean, let's be honest about it.
Of course. Of course he's breaking down. And now, especially if you're the Knicks, because every team is in a different scenario, but especially if you're the Knicks, how in your mind could you give a max contract to a guy who, A, may not play next year, and when he does come back, Joe, the track record says he's never going to be the same.
I couldn't agree with you more. Believe me, bro, when I saw that last night, I'm like, there's no way they can touch this guy now. You cannot do it. And I want to say this, too. I want to give Kevin Durant credit Because Kevin Durant, knowing he was going to be a free agent, because he easily said, because they rushed him back, he probably shouldn't have been playing last
night. And he rushed himself back, too.
Right. I give him credit. He came back for his team, a team that he may not even be on next year. I mean, who knows how it's going to play out now. And he put it all on the line to try to help his team, you know, stave off elimination and win a title. And now, this injury, who knows what's going to happen
now? You know
now.
What?
He could have easily just missed this series.
He could have.
And nobody would have said anything.
But you know what this does for Kevin Durant? I don't know if he's thinking about this, but we have heard in the past Kevin Durant is focused on his legacy and how he's going to be remembered and comparing himself to LeBron James. What happened last night enhances his legacy.
I would agree with that.
It enhances it in a major, major way because not only did he fight his way back, in the 11 minutes he played.
Oh, my God, he didn't miss a shot.
He was tremendous.
It's his first shot. He hit his first three, didn't he?
And you could tell he wasn't 100% while doing so.
No.
And so I don't know what the rest of Kevin Durant's career holds, where it's going to be, what it's going to be. I assume he's never going to be the same. I mean, the guy's probably going to be diagnosed with a torn Achilles.
Well, he may not play again next year. So you're looking now, you're 32, 33 now, coming back from a major injury.
Next time he plays, he may be a 32-year-old.
Right.
But I think what happened last night will never be forgotten. And so for a guy who is obsessed with his own legacy, if he is obsessed with his own legacy, the one positive he could take out of it is he enhanced it in a big way last night.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Because I remember back to Derrick Rose, and we all know what ended up happening to Derrick Rose's career. But Derrick Rose was criticized to no end because he wouldn't come back in the postseason for the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
He didn't come back against my team. He didn't come back against Miami. And I think if Derrick Rose had come out and shown an effort to try to help his team, even if it was catastrophic for him, which sucks, I think that it would have changed the perception of him. Now, that's up to the individual how much that matters to him. I mean, maybe it doesn't. Maybe you're thinking more so, hey, I want to be healthy going into free agency, and I couldn't blame an athlete for thinking that. I mean, your health is number one. But his legacy, I think, took a turn last night. I think there's a lot of positivity fans are going to have towards Kevin Durant because he did push his way out there. And let's not blame the Warriors. The Warriors didn't pressure him to play.
No, of course not.
He's a player. Yeah. He made that decision.
Well, blaming the Warriors? People blame them?
There's people blaming everybody.
Come on. And Durant made the decision to play the game. He could have sat out, not played. Nobody would have said a word. You know, don't be blaming the Warriors.
Look, it sucks what happened last night. It sucks for everybody, and it mostly sucks for Kevin Durant.
Of course.
Right? Before we all look at our own teams and wonder how much it stinks for them, it stinks for him. But he went out there, he battled, he played well for 11 minutes, and it's unfortunate that his career may never, ever be the same again. But if you are any NBA basketball team, if you want to sign Kevin Durant to a max contract, you better understand you are very likely to not get Kevin Durant.
I agree.
And that's unfortunate. That's why last night, more than anything, was just a bad night for Kevin Durant and a bad night for the NBA.
I agree. You know, in spite of the fact that you had a classic NBA Finals game, because it really was a classic game.
It was,
there's
but
no doubt about it.
It was overshadowed by this.
It takes a backseat to the injury. I agree.
You know, you have said, one optimistic thing you have said about the Knicks is that you kind of look at the guys in charge now.
Right. They haven't done anything stupid yet.
Right. And in a way, you sort of trust them.
Right.
Well, this is going to be the ultimate test. Because for the last 8 months, all I've heard from Knicks fans and those in the media was Zion Williamson, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
Well, we know it's not happening with Zion. It's not their fault. There's a lottery system. They didn't win the lottery. We started to get the impression over the last few weeks that Kyrie wasn't that interested. But, hey, there is still Kevin Durant. What we always said is, well, what happens if they strike out on plan A? What do they do? Do they do something dumb? Like, go after hard B-level free agents, or do they rebuild the right way? Well, it looks like we're going to find out.
Yeah.
And I think the first step is, are they going to stay away from Kevin Durant? Are they going to realize that, hey, even though this guy was the fantasy, and he was the fantasy of most Knicks fans for months and months and months, are they going to be smart enough to realize, especially where they are in their rebuild right now, that signing Kevin Durant could quite possibly be one of the dumbest things the New York Knicks have ever done.
And that's saying a lot.
It's saying an awful lot.
You're talking about dumb moves. They've made plenty of those. There's no doubt. I would not do anything. I would just draft R.J. Barrett and just go from there. If Kyrie Irving wants to come here and he's going to be alone coming here, I probably would consider that. Even though I got reservations about him, but I would consider that. But you cannot give up the store for Anthony Davis, especially if Durant's not coming here. You can't do it. They want everything that the Knicks possibly could give them that matters for Anthony Davis.
No, they can't.
You can't do it.
Because
you can't do it.
You know, I heard the last call to Boomer and Gio, and the guy was right. He said, hey, I heard what David Griffin's asking for. What are they going to put around Anthony Davis? Four high school players?
Right, exactly right.
He's right.
Yep.
And that's why Anthony Davis is a tremendous player. It's not a knock on him. It's that right now the Knicks have to rebuild. And I know that's tough to hear when the dream was Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, the number one pick in the draft. And rebuilding in the NBA is awful, but it can be done. And if you don't believe it can be done, look around the league. Look at the way the Warriors were built. Look at the way the Raptors were built. Look at the way the Trailblazers were. I mean, just go on.
Right.
The Bucks,
right.
My basketball team without lottery picks.
Right.
It can be done. And so I threw this out at you a couple of days ago. I would talk to all the teams with bad contracts and say, we are your haven to take your bad contracts, but you better make it worth our while. And that means unprotected draft picks.
Yeah.
And if you can turn your cap space into a weapon, and now you could be loaded with draft picks, now you got to get it right. I get it. And we all know the Knicks track record stinks. We get it. But you know what? If they're ever going to win, Joe, they have to eventually get it right.
You would. Well, if they're ever.
Then they won't win.
The one move that is a no-brainer is Kawhi Leonard. I mean, that now that's the guy. If you could somehow, you know, get Kawhi Leonard to come here as a free agent, obviously that's the one no-brainer move.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. That's the only one. That, to me, is a no-brainer outside of just staying the course.
And he was always more so, to me, a preference over Durant simply because of age.
Yes.
I'm not even arguing
right.
who's better,
right.
just
right.
the age.
Right.
The guy's 3 years younger.
Yep.
I think none of us have taken Kawhi Leonard coming to this town serious.
None. Absolutely
and
not.
And I still don't because—
No, I don't either.
I just don't see why.
Right, right.
I just don't see why
I don't
would
think
do
it's
it.
Happening.
Because the appeal of Durant coming here was, wow, look what it would do to his legacy. Well, look what Kawhi's already doing to his legacy.
It's unbelievable.
He went to Toronto, and we'll see if they can win one of these last two games. But even if they don't, look what he's done for
his
legacy.
Well, there's no doubt. But if Toronto does win the series, I mean, you know, you could say, hey, look, let me see if I can go win championships for three teams.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe he thinks that way. But
he's the only guy.
That's it. That's it. That's the only guy that you would throw max money at. There's nobody else but Kawhi Leonard. Done.
And if there's anybody else, it's somebody young who we haven't seen the best of. And so if my team is dumb enough, dumb enough to let D'Angelo Russell walk away. And now it would be dumb enough.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
When
it
was dreaming of Kevin Durant, fine, I get it. If they're dumb enough to let him go at 23 years old, then that makes sense. Because then you sign him, you still have cap room, and you still execute the plan I mentioned, which is use your cap space as a weapon. Now, I get it. John Wall's the worst of the worst. And maybe there aren't enough draft picks the Wizards could give you to take John Wall. I get it. He's got 4 years left. He's making over $40 million a year. But the point is the same. Use your cap room to acquire draft picks
and
assets. And then, and this is, of course, the most important thing, draft the right guys.
Well, that's what you got to do. That's
and you
the bottom
can
line.
Do that, by the way, any place in the first round. Kawhi Leonard was drafted 15th overall. In fact, the Indiana Pacers had him and traded him for George Hill on draft night. Mm. What a winning trade that was. So you can rebuild that way. And I know it's not the instant fix that maybe you were dreaming of, but that's the right way to win in the NBA. And it's a reminder, and I think both of us as a Net fan, you as a Knicks fan, have learned this over and over again. Relying on free agency is a dangerous game.
Very dangerous.
Because all you need, Joe, is one thing to happen that changes everything. And we saw that one thing last night.
Hey, look, you know, like I said, the only guy's Kawhi you're going to throw money at. I doubt that's happening. You're the Knicks. You got to stay the course. You draft R.J. Barrett. You continue in the progression that you're on. You don't do anything dumb. That to me, that's it. I mean, it really comes because I'm not giving up Dennis Smith and Mitchell Robinson and Kevin Knox and the two Dallas picks. I'm not doing that. I can't do that. Not for Anthony. I can't do it.
Because you got to figure, well, what's the end game?
What is it?
The end game is nobody around Anthony Davis.
Absolutely right.
Less
that's it. That's what it is.
Than he already has in New Orleans. Where's that taking you?
Yep.
And that's not a knock on Anthony Davis. Don't take not wanting to trade for Anthony Davis as a knock on him. It's just, okay, now you've done it. Now you've given up everything in the world.
Right, right.
What's next?
Now what?
Now what?
And now what? And what happens if he becomes injury prone? He's had his injury issues as well. And, you know, again, we've talked about it. I mean, you want to beat the Pelicans? And you got nobody around the guy. I mean, who's playing with him? You know, right? I mean, come on.
We'll get to your calls. We'll also analyze what happened in the actual Game 5 of the NBA Finals as the Golden State Warriors are alive and well.
Unbelievable.
Forcing a Game 6 on Thursday night. I'm not going to defend Nick Nurse because it's obvious. I think it's been said many times now on the radio, on Twitter, that Nick Nurse calling a timeout with 3 minutes to go up 6 with the building rocking and all the momentum on his side was foolish.
Yep.
I think we all agree with that. It was a mistake. With that said, okay, the Raptors have the basketball up 6 in their own building with 3 minutes to go. So it wasn't Nick Nurse's fault that Kawhi was defended brilliantly and was forced into a bad shot. It wasn't his fault that Klay Thompson squeezed open for a 3. And it certainly wasn't Nick Nurse's fault that on the very next possession, and this is forgotten about, I don't mean to pick on Kyle Lowry, he was wide open for 3 and he missed it.
Yep, wide open.
Missed it.
Yep.
And even then, the Raptors got a huge break because DeMarcus Cousins was called for offensive interference.
To get the ball back.
In which, I say no. That's just me. It was close, but I say no.
Okay. Well, whatever way you want to go with that. But now you got the ball back. And to me.
And what happened next?
Kawhi's got to take the shot. I'm sorry, bro. Doesn't he? I mean, am I nuts or what?
You're talking about the last shot of the game.
Yeah, last shot of the game.
Yeah, and there were two guys on him. But you're down by one. Take it to the basket. You could get contact and maybe get to the line.
Maybe.
It's tough. I think it naturally our sense is you want the best player to have the ball in his hands, and that is certainly Kawhi Leonard. But before that, the Raptors blew it too.
Yeah.
How about the 24-second violation?
Yeah.
How about Kawhi missing a step-back 3? I mean, the Raptors did a lot of things to blow the basketball game.
They got tight. You know, you could say they choked this game away because they got very tight late in the game with 3 minutes to go and the title on the line. And, you know, they may regret it.
And you know what's
funny? They may live to regret it.
Oh, well, if they lose this series, no matter what, they're going to live to regret it. But the Warriors, once they took the lead, then also made mistakes. How about Draymond Green and Steph Curry? Steph struggled to get across the backcourt, across the timeline, and then they called a backcourt violation. I think it was on Draymond Green, if I'm not mistaken. And then you had the offensive foul on DeMarcus Cousins.
Right, yep.
In which he clearly set a moving screen.
Clearly.
So the Warriors did everything they could to kind of throw it back to Toronto.
They tried.
So I'm not saying Nick Nurse was right to call the timeout. He was wrong. We get it. It was a mistake. Rip him all day. But what about everything else
in
the final 3 minutes that cost the Raptors this basketball game? How about that?
Yeah, no question about it.
And go ahead.
And I'm just going to say, I mean, I don't know what to think now. I mean, everything now points to the Raptors to a Game 7. I mean, everything points to that. You know, going back to Golden State. But this series has gone against the grain the entire way. I mean, there's been, forget home court, throw that out. What does that mean?
Right. Means nothing.
Yeah. Right. Maybe in Game 7 it would. I don't know. But to this point, it's meant not a thing.
You know what, though? The Golden State Warriors needed to make nearly 50% of their threes in this game to barely win.
Yep.
So
that is true.
I don't know what's going to happen. You know, when we talked yesterday about this game, you were confident the Raptors were going to win. But I never said to you, I'm confident the Warriors are going to win. I just felt they would win.
Right.
There's a difference. And I kind of look at Game 6, and we have a few days to think about it kind of in the same way. And one guy I got to give a lot of credit to, because this guy's not getting enough love today, Kevon Looney.
Yeah.
How about him coming back from an injury early?
No, no doubt.
And how about him re-aggravating an injury?
Yeah. No, you're right. 100% right.
It shows you that money's important. We get it. Guys sometimes just want to win.
It's all about that title, man.
And Kevon Looney came back, and he laid it all out there for 18 minutes. Good for him.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that he has that injury again,
yep.
And hopefully he's going to be okay. And obviously we know about Durant, but Kevon Looney is another guy that came back. And even Klay Thompson is clearly not 100%, even though he played well yesterday.
He looked pretty damn good. The two games he's been back, he's been pretty good.
He's been pretty good, but that doesn't mean he's 100%.
No, not at all. I don't think he's not 100%. He's playing with a hamstring. The hamstring injury is a couple weeks, so he's not playing at 100% at all.
But this is fun, man.
Yeah, it's been a great series.
This
really
is fun.
It's been a very good, I tell you what, it's been an outstanding NBA playoff season. The NBA playoffs have been very exciting for the most part. We've had some really... really great games.
Yeah, and
really
I know the NBA gets a bum rap for being predictable, and certainly, well, the Warriors are here, so you can say, well, it is predictable, but I think the way we got here,
not many people had the Raptors in the finals.
No, even though they had a great year.
Right, right.
Now, I think we looked at the Bucks all year and said, well, they're the better team.
Yep.
So I don't know how this thing is going to play out, man, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I want to see the Raptors win. I'd be lying to you if I said otherwise.
Do you care if it's 6 or 7?
I care about Game 7 from this aspect. It's going to go up against the U.S. Open final. So I'm a little, from that aspect, that's what I would care about. Because I'm going to be like, well, I'm talking about, the golf.
No, I know what you mean.
Because it's 3 hour time difference.
Yeah, so it's later at night.
So you're looking at like from 7 to 10 is going to be like the prime time of the final round.
Yeah, but that won't interfere too much with the game.
Yeah, I guess not too much.
You'll get to see
the second half of it.
Yeah, you'll see the heart of that game.
It is an 8 o'clock start though.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the whole second half, maybe the third quarter.
The
fourth quarter.
The other thing that got a lot of attention last night is the way the Raptor fans reacted to Kevin Durant getting hurt. And I'll defend them to a small degree. I think you got to give fans about a 10-second to 20-second window because in the heat of the action, I know this as a fan, you know this.
Yep.
When you're at a Jet game, you are so locked in, like you're playing, right? Doesn't it feel like we're playing?
Of course, it does feel like I'm playing.
I feel the same way. You're so locked in on the game.
No doubt about it.
You're so focused that I don't think at first you fathom injuries like that. It doesn't register in your brain immediately. I do think after about 30 seconds, I'm not going to cheer somebody getting hurt. I'm not going to cheer Tom Brady getting hurt necessarily. I'm not going to cheer Kevin Durant getting hurt. So I would give the Raptor fans about 20 seconds to kind of understand what's going on. And then the Raptor players basically told the fans, hey, pipe down.
Yeah.
And then during commercial break,
they started chanting his name.
So they got it right eventually.
They did, eventually, right.
But I think that there is that natural heat-of-the-moment reaction to not fully comprehend what's going on. Because I don't think most people want to see Kevin Durant hurt.
No, I don't think so at all.
I mean, what's wrong with you if you do?
Yeah.
Seriously, rooting for someone to get hurt.
Yeah, you don't want that.
But I do give the fans, 15 seconds, a 20-second window.
Yeah.
So you can fully digest what's happening.
And give the Raptor guy, you say Lowry and all those guys, give them credit because they straightened the fans out immediately.
They did very quickly.
You got to give those guys a lot of credit as well.
No doubt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.